The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley. It's all weather. Harley, Oklahoma to Mississippi.
Yeah, there's nowhere for the water to go, so all it can do is go up and out, farther and farther. Had a lot of rain in the last day or so in Oklahoma and Kansas and so forth. So in Arkansas, downstream, the water may begin to recede before too long, but that's going to take weeks. The Arkansas River was at 40 feet. They say this is a flood of historic magnitude, surpasses all of Arkansas River flooding in their recorded history. Even worse is Mississippi, even further downstream. They've got flooding down there, they say, that surpasses 1927, which is legendary. Gee. Songs and books have been written about it, stories, yeah, and so forth. And they say at the very earliest, it'll be the middle of July before the waters recede. And they don't think it'll be done by then. A good chance, because all that water we just mentioned in Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas and so forth is still on its way. And there's more rain coming.
Gee whiz. Goodness me. Send a bit over this way. We can do with it, I've got to tell you. Now, poor old Bernie Sanders, what's the story?
You know, if people have the idea that Bernie Sanders is just making some socialist noises, that maybe he's not really all that bad, this is some pretty difficult political revelations about him. He campaigned and served as an elector for the Marxist Socialist Workers Party itself in the 80s. He campaigned for the Socialist Workers Party in 1980, and in 1984 presidential campaigns. He was investigated by the FBI for his radical views. He's always played down his involvement with the party, but he has praised the Soviet Union and the Cuban communists in speeches that he made.
Amazing.
Those are in his own archived files at the University of Vermont. It gets worse, but there's a lot of it.
No surprise there. Look, I mentioned this earlier, but let's get your just final conclusions on this tiny little baby.
Oh, 8.6 ounces, the size of a hamster, or the doctor said the size of an apple. That's about how much she weighed. Teeny tiny baby. I mean, they said she was so small it was hard to find her in the bassinet. She was born 23 weeks and 3 days into her mother's 40-week pregnancy. The doctors told her father after the birth you might have an hour with her before she's dead. Mm-hmm. Now it's 5 months and change. She's gaining health. She's getting better and better. We don't know all the problems she's going to have as she grows up.
Wonderful.
There are likely to be a lot of them.
But she's alive.
She sets a record.
That's it. She's alive. Good on you, Harley.